Blog Talk Radio.
To reach over and my mic is just backing down. Which one is yours? Is this it? 12:32
in the afternoon. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're getting ready to start the show here. We're going to do a double portion of God's anointing right here. We're going to be doing a radio program, KKVV, Christian Radio Talk, 1060 AM. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're going to be getting down to the nitty-gritty and seeing what's taking place of all the affairs of this world. So stay tuned. Get ready. Hold on, because here we go.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in Him. Hallelujah, giving God the highest praise. Hallelujah. It's so hot, but you know what? We better not complain. You know, it's doable. Amen. Yes. And we just started with the 3 digits. Amen. Speaking of three, the three amigos are here today. Good afternoon. I'm Darlene Jackson, and I have to my left and my right the Bahus, the pastor and pastora prophets are in the state, okay, of Nevada, and they have been working. I met them, I think, last year, 2015.
Yes.
And it's just been a blessing how God has a body to meet each other.
Amen.
Amen. And we have Pastor Ruben and Pastora Doreen Abahu, great friends, amen, great sisters and brothers in Christ, and their ministry, full armor of God. Yes, man, they come equipped, packed, and it's a good thing, and we just do things together in the ministry. I do what they're doing in there, and what God has told them to do, and what God compelled me to do, they're doing it with me, and that's what God wants us to do, come
yes.
together in unity, hallelujah,
yes.
understanding this whole thing that it's all about Him.
Yeah.
Amen. Regardless of what you feel that mission you're on, it's still all about Jesus Christ. We all have the same mission as a many-membered body being one. Amen. And I welcome them here together. I want to get them together here with me. It's awesome. The husband has come, the wife and
yeah.
husband has come, and now they're here together with me. That's
yeah.
a blessing. So, good afternoon, First Lady.
Well, man, I'm excited to be here with Evangelist Pastor Darlene, amen. We're always doing the work together. She comes out and supports our ministry. We're located right now in a new location. It's called the Red Rock Baptist Church. It's located in Las Vegas at 5500 Alta Avenue, maybe a couple blocks away from Decatur. We're meeting there on Sundays at 1:30. So we're just having revival. Evangelist Darlene came out Wednesday. We're having Bible
yeah.
studies at 7 o'clock there. And we're really excited. God just started using her to minister about the last days. My husband had the same word. I had the same word. Isn't that beautiful that three, we're three unity, three cord cannot be easily, broken.
There you go.
And we're all in unity. It's like
yes.
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we're excited
Hallelujah.
To do the work of God. It's a new work here. So if you're looking for a church, it's on fire for God. It's a deliverance ministry. Come and meet us Sunday. We start at 1:30. Amen.
Hey, man, that is great. And also, the pastor is here, Ruben. Pastor Ruben Bahu.
Well, it's good to be here with you guys today.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm excited what God is doing. God is doing something awesome here in Las Vegas. The effects of the Azusa Street Revival is taking
True.
Place here
Ooh,
in the city of
right.
Las Vegas. It's not a city that is lost. It's
that's
a city
right.
is found where grace where sin abounds, that much more grace abounds. So this is no longer sin city. We declare
Amen.
That this
yeah.
is a city of grace.
Amen.
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 I know a pastor used to come on. I think she's still here at this station. She used to say, this is Win City. And I said, Amen.
Amen.
We're winning souls for Christ.
That's right.
And it's such a blessing because it's on fire right now. Everybody know we're in need for a move from God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
In the body and the unity of it, of the members going forth, going forth with the mandate, and it's so necessary right
yes,
now
yes.
in times like this. You need
yes.
a Savior all the time. We need a
That's
Savior.
Right.
And I've caught back on to this thing. Hallelujah, time
all
to go
right.
to work. So in, let me see, a couple of weeks from now, amen, God has put upon my spirit the 2016 Intercessory Prayer Revival. And hallelujah, we know we always pray, but God says go.
Amen. Yes. Go get on that. Go get on that field. And that's he's right. got the battle, but he wants us to come together in unity, praying
that's
one for the other,
right.
praying and agreeing. Hallelujah! Mm-hmm. So we can set some things to flight. I mean, because
yes.
it's so much. He says in His Word, which is promise and agreement, when the enemy comes in like a flood,
yes.
Hallelujah! God will rise and make a standard, and He's going to make a standard
that's
out of
right.
the men and women of God of this city. We are coming together. We're uniting
yes.
together in prayer, not over here and over there, but just
right.
together in heart and spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not praying for our house, but every house.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's
community,
right.
every ministry where God has put on you is a great mandate. And
yes.
all these things that are coming in, they have all kind of issues and problems in these
That's
perilous
right.
times right now. Amen.
That's right.
And we know that we gotta put some things forth.
Yes.
And God said, say it if it's so. We got to put some
mm-hmm.
things forth with our powerful,
yes.
powerful voice of the Holy Ghost, which,
yes.
which is in us,
right.
because people are getting hit with problems with their children, problems
That's
in
right.
their marriages,
and the churches,
and problems with their ministries,
yes.
problems on their jobs, so much brokenness,
right.
people breaking in homes,
right.
and human trafficking,
wow.
okay,
right.
and the beat goes on, but
yeah.
we're going to come together. Amen. Men and women of God, prayer warriors, hello, calling all prayer warriors. June 24th, 7 o'clock p.m., held at the Greater Faith Baptist Church right here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Amen. And they always call that church the little church on the hill. Hallelujah. We're still there by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Through generations is that. 2736 Chamberlain Lane. 2736 Chamberlain Lane right here in Las Vegas. And the overseer pastor there is Pastor Jerry L. Page, amen, man of God, and great, great body of Christ. And it's so much history there. And we thank God. I remember when I first started years ago, I had some of the revivals there. Hallelujah.
Wow.
For God said,
yeah.
nothing new under the sun. He'll bring you right back.
Yes, right.
But today we're just going to come with you and give you some comfort and some
yeah.
encouragement and that there
yeah.
is joy. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Things may happen, I tell you, but
right.
I found out something. Just now in my ripe young old age, you know how they say pray passes, okay? Amen. The prophetess prays, but I mean, I've been praying a lot, and you know, it's starting to actually
right.
really feel
That's
good.
Right.
Amen.
That's right.
I thought that prayer, I really did. I thought prayer was for solution only. But I tell you, my Father is so good. He says, pray without ceasing.
That's right.
Man ought to always pray. But I come to find out, not that little saying they have, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. I took it as solution. But now I come to find out that saying that
That's
they
right.
say actually means what it says.
That's right.
Amen. Now the more that I pray, I make it a constant with me now. The more that I pray, I'm learning that it gives me the power now to endure. Hallelujah. It's
Man.
Giving me the power to be
Man.
More faithful.
That's right.
Amen. As we go through, so it's so powerful
yes, yes.
right now. And we're emphasizing on prayer because that is our ammunition.
Yes.
Amen.
I have a testimony. Maybe I can be able to share this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been praying a lot over the phone, me and Evangelist Darlene. And we just, you know, as soon as we met each other, you know, your spirit just bear witness. Amen. My husband, myself, and our sister here. And you know what? We're all doing a work for God, and it may seem a little bit different, but it's all the same spirit. Amen? We're all doing it together. Like she said, they're gathering a bunch of ministries. So if you're a pastor out there, a leader or whatever, gather together on this ship because it's going to be a big outreach, and everybody's going to come together in prayer. And the same thing with us. When we go out there in the streets and we pass out food, we
Amen.
Do big outreaches.
Amen.
My husband just started a trucking school, Full Armor of God. That's
Amen.
The name of our ministry. So if you want to get a hold of us, we have a website. It's called Full Armor of God Ministries, Inc.org. You'll find all the information there. But this is the testimony. We were at the truck stop, and he was training some of his students out there. And our elderly man drove up, and he says, "Where's the office around here?" Before you know it, they started talking, and I heard him saying he wanted to move a mobile home. And I've been telling my husband, he's a pastor, working pastor, and I told him, I said, "I see you going back into the mobile home business, moving mobile homes, you know, or modulars or whatever." So we were praying, and all of a sudden I said, "Ruben, you move mobile homes?" And he says, "Yes, I do." And he says, "Well, come and look at my double wide and see if you can haul it out." Well, we went to his home, seeing that we can move it.
Amen.
Then came to find out that he had another job, and he has another job all in the same mobile park.
Mm-hmm.
So God opens the
Amen.
Doors when you pray, and
Amen.
Sometimes we don't know how it's going to come
right.
in.
That's right. Amen. Pastor? Hallelujah.
Amen. I believe in these last days, if God don't do something for what's taking place in the world is going to be lost without hope.
Amen.
So God has to literally manifest his spirit in such a powerful way that the world will be without an excuse.
That's right. That's
so when they see the body of Christ, they look at us as the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
You know, we are a Christian in Christ. So sometimes we are the only word that people will ever read.
Yeah.
We're the only Bible that people will ever read. Our life is going to reflect we are the Word of God manifested.
Amen.
The Word of God tells us this, let your light shine and that you do good before all men, that they would glorify your Father in heaven.
Yeah.
And so this is our responsibility in the last days. And I believe that in these last days, God's going to pour out his spirit to some people, that there's going to be such an anointing that's going to come and hit this earth.
That's right.
There's going to be such a balm of Gilead that's going to overflow and overtake the saints that we can't be shallow Christians no more.
That's
we're going
right.
to have to be
right there.
In the floodgates. The dams are going to have to break open and it's going to overtake us and we're going to be swept by an anointing that we have not yet encountered.
Yes. Yes, yeah, you said something there, bro. I tell you, because he tells us in his word that we are living epistles.
Amen.
And we're read by all men.
That's
and
right.
They, like you said, people always said that, you know, but some people, you know, that may be the, you may be the only Christ that they see. Hallelujah. And we see, we should have the Holy Spirit being manifested in us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I should know right now, when I see a man of God by the power of God's gift of discernment, who he or she is.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise
and
God.
Not only now that we're just seeing, amen, it says with the eye, but we have to see with a spiritual eye and hear with a spiritual ear, with thus say the Lord.
Okay.
And if you have come in Christ, you know who you are.
Okay.
I know who I am. You know who you are, right?
Okay.
Let me hold this point with you one time, my quick pastor. When you first start and you get called to the ministry, amen, you come in with Christ, you think about, you know, who you are.
Yeah.
And then you start to learn whose you are. But
right.
then as God sends you forth, you have to know who you are in Christ. Because as it happened in one of the scriptures, that I know who you are and who you are, but who are you?
Right.
So if you know your identity, the enemy knows your identity.
That's
but
right.
you have to know who you are in Christ. And when you get to a place you know who you are in Christ, then you are walking one with God in relationship. Amen.
And you're going to
stand
prayer.
I believe that, you know, in ministry, many times the ministers, their friends have to be very few selected.
Yeah. That's right.
Because when we look at even Jesus, when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and we see that there was 120 disciples in the upper room. There were 70 disciples that came back and said, Lord, even the spirits are subject to us in your name.
Yes.
And then he had the other 12.
Right.
But
there
was only 3 of them that we know that he took with him in his personal weakness when he was at his lowest. And I believe that we have to be careful who we bring around us when we're going through trials, because many times people will look at ministries and they look at people and they say, oh, this is a saint of God, this is a person of God, but they are really, really quick to judge their weaknesses. So we need to be very careful who we bring with us in such a close proximity, because one of the things that we read about Peter, James, and John, when they were there with Jesus in his weakness, I mean, they didn't go back out into the world and spread Christ's weakness.
Amen.
And so we need to be careful, ministry, choose, you know, whom your friends are. Know them that labor among you.
Right.
Because we can't always bring everybody close to us because they might run off. And here's the problem, I think, is that when they see ministers preaching under the anointing of the Spirit of God, under the pulpit, and they look at that person and they say, wow, that person's anointed, but they don't realize that that is the Spirit of God overtaking them.
Right.
But they don't realize once the Spirit of God is not anointed them to do a service, and they're just living their everyday life. They wake up like every other person. They wake up with their hair messed up. You know, they yawn. They're just like every other person. And then they look at them, and then they say, wait a minute here. They see the human side of them.
That's right. So when
Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, that's what they seen. They seen the human side of Jesus when he was
praying earnestly,
and he's going through a temptation, and he's being tried, and he's struggling. This is what we need to be aware of. The anointing comes upon us for service.
That's right. That's
God
right.
only anoints
it's
servanthood.
You think it doesn't. In Acts 1 and 8, it says, when you receive me, you receive power. But Acts 1 and 7 tells you, you don't know when the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you.
That's right.
It is so important, like you said. That's why he says, be there in the world, but not of the world.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
And we have to still realize, once you are around an individual and they in their flesh, hallelujah, at that time or whatever, we just still have to know how to recognize. And that's why it's so important that we use these weapons of power that God is trying to tell us. You got to use it. There's no way you're going to walk in this right now, because you're here spiritually, creatures having an earthly experience, and that's why some things seem so crazy, and that's why it's so much chaos, because you still have some faith that are still, there's areas that we all have to still be delivered. Amen.
Right.
We're not clear in every area. Amen.
And I think that's why it's important for people to be encouraged right now that are listening, tuning in, and may they're Christian, and may they're struggling right now, and they're going through their testings and their trials, and they feel like they're all alone. But they don't realize that's where the devil wants you, all alone. It's time for you to grab a hold of somebody else, another pastor, another minister, go to their event if you have to, or do whatever it takes for you can get the forces together, the spiritual side of it, where they can pray for you, and we have a breakthrough, because that's the only way our breakthrough is going to be.
You're right. It's so many. It says, it talks about it. It says in the perilous times, like a lot of people will be wax cold. There will be a great falling away from the church. Amen.
The church.
So all these things have manifested themselves. So as a disciples had asked Jesus that a portion within the word, it says, out of all these things, what do we do? And Jesus said, just believe. Okay,
right.
I believe. No. Believe, but not just believe in Jesus, but believe in the very script that has been left for you.
Amen.
Because we know the script, the letter killeth. This word comes to kill your flesh. Amen. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, which guides you, will give you life.
Amen.
So God wants us to come together in the Spirit of God and anointing of God and being led by the Spirit of God. And we can only do that through obedience through His Word.
That's right.
Amen. He has left us instructions. And so now it's so important, just like Pastor just said, you have to go forth in the Word of God.
Yeah.
You have to be obedient, because just like you teach your children, if we keep doing everything the same way, we're going to get the same result.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So we all have to come together and be obedient to God. You'd be surprised how many church folks, how many times we're not being obedient to God. We're going to church, we're doing this and that, but are you doing the works of Christ? Are you doing what He has compelled to do?
You know, in Psalms 133, when it says how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, when we read the last portion of the scripture in retrospect, it says this, for there the Lord commands His blessings. And the word command is the word, the Hebrew word for march. It literally means to marshal as a general speaks a word. The soldiers have to carry it out. So when God speaks a word to us to be blessed, no weapon formed against us is going to be able to stop us.
He speaks
this word over us as His body, and once He declares the thing, the scripture says God declares the thing from the end to the beginning. So God doesn't have to wait for those blessings to come.
That's right.
God already spoke it, and it's already there.
Hallelujah.
We have to catch up in time.
Exactly.
God doesn't have to worry about it. Just like when He said, before you came out of your mother's womb,
that's
before the foundations of the world, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet, a prophet into the nation. So we had to wait for this time to come for that word to manifest.
Amen.
But when God already spoke the end from the beginning, it was already done. It was already, so all we have to do is rejoice in it that it's already done.
And follow what He told us to do. Amen. And see, that's why it's so important. And we have a bad habit sometimes. sometimes. We'll do it, you know. But we do need to start coming together more, as he has said. He talks about that in 2 Peter. He says, until we all come together in unity.
Yes.
Until we all come together in unity.
Yes.
You know, in unity of understanding, in unity of the Spirit
yes.
of God, in unity of fellowship, in unity of brotherhood. Coming
mm-hmm.
together, there's power. Amen.
Yes.
He's talking about one and two.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there right in the
and
midst
full
of
joy. Joy. Full of
glory.
Joy.
And when it's three, he said, what?
Yeah.
I will make that thing come
that's
forth. Any
right.
three believe in the same
mm-hmm.
thing. So that's why we are having this clarion call, church. Amen. Whatever
yeah.
you're given,
mm-hmm.
call the whole, call the body. Whatever
yeah.
you can invite, call the body.
Yeah.
I know, I don't, I, you know what, but that's a blessing that I didn't even realize when I first started years ago. They go, why do you have more than one preacher? What are you talking about? We're witnesses of God. And see, that was something that God said in my spirit, the calling of the brethren, the unity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they would tell you, that's all prophets used to say, Ephesians 4:4, one faith, one baptism.
Yes.
And that's what God gave me, unity of the brethren together. There's power
yes.
in that. But
yes.
God says you all believe
yes.
the same thing. He will make that thing come.
And you're all on the same page. It was just like Wednesday. You know, he had a message. Pastor Reuben had a message. You had a message. I had a message. It was all the same message.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? God was already showing you. God was already showing Pastor Reuben. God was already showing me. And when we brought it forth, the anointing just fell down. And that's what's missing in the churches today. Because God wants to bring revival and revive the ministers of
mm-hmm.
God to be revived. Not the same old message, the same old thing, same old time, same old prayer, same
mm-hmm.
old everything. Newness. And new, everybody says, I want a new revelation with God. Well, there's nothing new under the sun to God. It might be new to you, might be new to me, but it's not new. You know what I mean? So we need to gather together to bring that forth. Amen?
Amen.
And see, that's what it calls for agreement. Because, see, if you come under the power of the Holy Ghost,
amen.
If I come under the power
yes.
of the Holy Ghost,
yes.
there's not going to be a division.
No.
Amen.
Why? Because there's only
right.
one Holy
that's
Spirit,
right.
and we should be on the same
that's
page.
Right.
Amen.
That's
amen.
Right.
It's not no, that, see, that's a lack of knowledge. Just someone, just a baby in Christ, when they go, oh, they're preaching about the same thing. We are seeing.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Or everywhere I turn, I heard the same message. I go, good God, speaking to you.
Uh-huh.
In Ephesians, in the 6th chapter, in the final verse of the scriptures, when he's talking about praying always.
Yes.
And so, you know, part of the armor is praying always
yes.
in the spirit,
yes.
praying always
yes.
in
yes.
the spirit.
Yes.
And one of the
yes.
things is that I believe is that the more we find God, the more we find God, the more we will be found
yes.
of God
yes.
and we'll have more of that access to God. We
that's
just
right.
constantly come to him.
Yes.
I find something very interesting about David's life. As much as David,
mm-hmm.
after David failed miserably as a husband,
mm-hmm.
As a king,
all right.
When he had Uriah killed one of his soldiers, and Nathan the prophet came and told them, your child is going to be... die. Your first child is going to die. And David went for 6 days, and he began to pray
mm-hmm.
and ask God to spare his child. And then they came to him and they said, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" And David said something interesting. David said, "Well, who can tell whether the Lord would be gracious to
mm-hmm.
me or not
mm-hmm.
and spare
mm-hmm.
the child? But now that the child is dead." The Bible says that David went to go in and worship God.
Wow.
And one of the most interesting thing is that when
yeah.
we're going through trials, is can we get a hold of God? Can we still
can we worship him?
Can we still worship God in
Doesn't,
spite
yeah.
of
can you still believe God?
Everything
yeah.
that is
can
going?
You,
you know,
yeah.
oh,
that's
so.
Why he honors that because he still joined forth. Faith.
That's right.
Even look, he says, okay, I want you to go do this or that. Look how many times it shows you by example, by the scriptures. It says, go kill your son, go do this
yes.
and that. And even though man of God went ahead and did what he was about to perform, God is like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Right at that spot, he was like, whoa, how strong. And look what
yes.
level you end up on
yeah.
by faith
yes.
after going through your trial.
Amen.
You're still praising God
that's
in
right.
the midst.
And you know what I was thinking about that when you were bringing up, you're talking about with Moses, right? And you know, I was thinking about that. You know, everybody thinks, oh, he was ready to sacrifice his son, and they don't understand that he wasn't a little baby that he had to carry. He was already a man. And you know, and he followed out of obedience his father. But nobody looks at, he got rid of another son before that.
So he knew what God was asking him, because even before he had to get rid of Ishmael and the slave, the bond slave with Sarah, and he had to push that son out. And to this day, there's a war. What do you think's going on right now? It's a holy war. What do you think is really going on?
And see, so that's why it's so important for us to come together, and we're going to, I'll tell you one more time, we're going to be here again next Saturday at 12 noon, but to come out on June 24th for the 2016 Intercessory Prayer Revival. Come in for your family. Come in and be a covering for your family. Come for the community. Come for your ministry. Come for those who are backslidden, those who are sick, those who need to be healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We're not talking about fancy cars and barbecues and all that stuff, you know, telling you you're going to get this or that. It's all about Christ, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you for that very day at that time. Greater Faith Baptist Church, Prophetic Moments will be there, and plenty, many other ministries, Armor of God, a whole lot of ministries, okay? Amen. Just praying just for you at 2736 Chamberlain Lane, June 24th at 7 o'clock p.m. We pray, Godspeed, that you can be there. And we just want you to go out with the word of God just to touch you in an awesome way, just to believe God right now. We're going to pray going out. Just going to go off the air just praying for you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Father, we pray that you would just touch somebody's life, somebody that feels trapped, struggled, can't escape, God. But you make a way of escape when there seems to be no way. Father, we pray, God, that you would touch people with cancer, send that kind of anointing that delivers them, God. People that are oppressed by spirits, God, of multiple spirits instead of multiple personalities. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Go out praying. Good time.
I know.
I need to
know.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
I need to
know. Well, thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. We will be with you next week. It was an awesome show. God bless. And we'll see you next year with Prophet Darlene and my wife, Prophet. Amen.